and Chavzayin are really principal. I mean, most point out that it should be the other way around. Chavzayin should come before Chavav, because that's the way the Maisa happens. But basically, it's built on a Chazal. It says, Om LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYirmiyahu, Ma'ata Reya Hayoy. Yirmiyahu was trying to comfort HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was trying to be Mekoinen, and he said, you don't begin to understand. Ani doyme hayoyim la'odam shayla ben yechidi ba'asali chupa omeis bitar chupasai. I'm like somebody who had an only child and I was going to marry him off today and he died. Ve'ein lecha ke'ev lo'alai v'l'banai, and you don't at all, it doesn't hurt you. Leich ukra l'avrom l'yitzak l'yakov v'moyshe m'kivem, go rouse up Avrom l'yitzak l'yakov v'moyshe ke'heim yoydim lifkois, because they know how to cry. So I'd like to try a little bit to explain what the Nekuda is here. Obviously Yirmiyahu Novi is Yirmiyahu Novi, but he's not the Ovitz. But what's the Nekuda over here? What's the Mashal? Somebody Ben Yochid, he went into a Chuppah and so on. The Nekuda of Avos in Teva is that the person dehers his Matara in the child and not in himself. Biologically, it's like that. Biologically, a parent, a mother especially, will be literally most nefesh to rescue a child. Because in a certain sense, we see it as the ultimate realization of ourselves is the child. But in a big picture, that requires a certain havana. You know, it's when Avraham Avinu was made Av Hamoyim Goyim, it didn't mean just that he would be, they would have a lot of umis. It meant that his metzias would be what would come out. He was willing to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save Anshei Sodom, like we said, because his metzias lies in the fulfillment of another. In other words, to become an av of somebody, it's not just that you care for him and you love him and you wish him well. An av means that you see that person as being your accomplishment. I mean, when it says "Vishnatul Vanecha La Talmidim," Chazal are giving us an awesome task that a person has to dehear that I want to hear my Talmud's Shtikl Torah before mine, because that's my tachlis. My tachlis is not the Torah I'm going to say, but the Torah I'm going to produce in the Talmud. So Avos is it's a darga where you deher yourself in your hemshech. B'no yechidoi means that you put your entire mitzias into that. When a person has many children, so this child, this child, this child. When his child is going to the chuppah, that's the moment it's about to pass on to the next point. That's the crossroads of basically where my accomplishment has been finished and it's going to find its metzias, the next accomplishment. A parent brings a child to the chuppah, and from that point on the child goes off himself and produces his own children and so on and so forth. The Klal Yisrael is called B'ni B'chayr Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us as his tachlis Klal Yisrael, whether we understand what it means, that however we understand it, but that's its metzias. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu, you're being mekainen as a Navi and as a Manakah, so you're not being mekainen as an Av. You don't give out the tsar of what it means somebody who's lost what he's living for. This is what I'm living for. What time do I have in my life if I don't have what to live for? That's a whole different dimension. Tsar and tsaris. A person will do well with different difficulties, but the realization that he has nothing to live for puts him out. What kills a person is the realization, what for? The word what for is the most dangerous question a person can ask himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyahu, the oimik of the kina of this day is not in what happened, but there's no b'chibnei Yisrael. As far as we're concerned, there is no vehicle for bringing a lakus into the world, and it's over with. That's the oimik I want you. And only the Avos HaKadoshim have that tchuna to be able to bring it out. So we'll say both. We'll say chov of Ozayin. Oz baloch yom rakim rabai zvenov matzom ois chavim ois matzom ois chavim ois